Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
A beautiful sight. Oh, there's no place like home.
Well, that can't be a bad thing to say, Christine. It's from the Wizard of Oz, for God's sakes.
Yes, but Dorothy wasn't returning home from her honeymoon in Paris.
Oh, honey, we're going to go back someday.
We will.
I promise. As soon as I learn a little more French and find $20,000 to pay off my visa bill. Hey, thanks for understanding us about wanting to come back a day early. Knowing Luther, you want to throw us a surprise party.
Surprise! Surprise! Gee! I got him!
Luther, you scared the hell out of me.
I got him!
Welcome home!
Thank you.
Hey, how'd you all know we were coming back a day early?
Oh, you think I don't know you after 25 years? I knew you. I know you tried to sneak back a day early. I know you.
You know why?
Yeah, because you hate surprise parties. I know you.
Then why'd you throw me one?
Because I love them. You know me.
This was really sweet of you guys.
Well, just so you know, you're all lucky. We were thinking about coming back 3 days early.
Oh, I knew that wouldn't have mattered. I had it covered.
What do you mean you had it covered? You mean you've been here for 3 days?
Hey, you're back. Congratulations. Oh, by the way, you're out of shampoo. I think everybody does, Luth. You know, this is my 45th opening day, and I'm just as excited now as the first time I walked on that field when I was a freshman at Dandel High School. Hey, you think I get worked up? Nobody loves opening day more than Hayden Fox. Any minute now, he's gonna burst through that door with fire in his eyes and scream, "We're gonna kill him!
They're gonna kill us!"
Something wrong, Coach?
Has anybody seen the guys we're playing today?
They didn't show up!
No, I mean, has anybody taken a look at them? I mean, they're huge! Oh, I thought the Wildcats were the one team we had a chance of beating this season. I'm telling you guys, we've got a lot of problems.
Well, I don't know, Coach. Our last few practices have been good.
It's because we've been playing ourselves, Dubber!
Well, that's true.
And it doesn't get any easier from here on out. 8 of the 10 teams we're playing this year were ranked in the top 20 last season.
Oh, I know.
And don't forget it, we lost half our starters to graduation.
True.
Don't face it, guys. We got trouble. We had a couple of good seasons in a row. Now people expect us to win, and win a lot. We don't have the horses. I think for the first time in 4 years, we are looking at a long, hard, humiliating season.
I hate opening day.
Sorry, Kelly, we're just a little panics. Is there something you wanted?
Just to wish you luck. Oh, and I need you to take a look at this resume when you get a chance. I have to start sending them out first thing Monday morning, and I want to know what you think.
No, I promise I'll look at it tomorrow.
Okay, well, good luck.
Oh, thanks, Kelly. Yeah, come on, guys. Hey, come. Maybe it won't be so bad.
Well, what makes you so chipper all of a sudden?
Yeah. It was that hug.
Huh?
Kelly came in here, hugged you, you hugged your back, and all of a sudden, you're as happy as a clam in a hen house. I mean, what about me? You get a hug to make you feel better. What do I get?
Well, you're not getting a hug.
I'm serious, and you just can't toy with people's emotions like that. I'm not some kind of yo-yo up 1 minute and down the next. When I get down, I stay down.
One Twinkie?
We won!
Oh, I knew you would.
Hey, Coach, maybe our team is better than we thought.
Let's not get carried away. We got a lot of breaks out there today.
Oh, that's true. They did fumble six times.
Yeah, twice they bumped into each other on handoffs.
Knock one of the guys out cold.
Never mind, you guys. I don't think we should be laughing. I've been on the other side of the field in games like that. I'll tell you, sometimes it makes you so sick you could throw up. Damn.
What's wrong, Coach?
Feel another giggle coming off.
This is unbelievable. This is one of the best wins we've ever had, Christine. I tell you, I just can't stop thinking about it. What's for dinner?
Actually, Luther, I was planning on an intimate, private little dinner.
Oh, I understand. You don't have to hit me over the head with a shovel. Hey, you guys, let's get out of here so they can have their intimate, private little victory dinner here at the Guitar.
Bye, Christine. See you, Hayden.
Hey, you guys, go on ahead. I'll be right there. Fools.
What are you doing, Luke?
I got rid of him so we could have a dinner, the three of us, like Christine said.
All Christine said was an intimate, private dinner.
Three's intimate.
Not private.
Ah. All right, go ahead.
You don't mind?
No, you go ahead and have your little dinner. I don't need to have dinner with you. I don't need to have dinner with anybody. I'm perfectly fine being all by myself. Hey, guys, wait up!
My first win as a married man.
That's not true. You won games when you were married to Beth.
That's right. My first win is a happily married man. Gee, why the candles and the good dishes? Everything okay?
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make you your favorite dinner.
You made me steak?
I have got 24 ounces of 2-inch thick T-bone on that broiler right now. And I picked up a bottle of Cabernet.
Am I being seduced?
Oh, I certainly hope so.
Well, everybody loves a winner.
Hayden.
God, Christine, what a perfect day. You know how much I hate surprises. I like everything to go according to plan, and then a day like today happens when I know exactly what's going to happen next. I knew we were going to lose. And they start fumbling, and we start scoring and building up a lead. And I know we're going to blow it. That's exactly what should happen. And then it doesn't. We win. And I'm speechless. I'm shocked. I mean, Christine, it feels so great. No, it feels better than great. I mean, now I know exactly why people love surprises so much.
I want to have a baby. I know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking how much I hate surprises.
No, I know we both talked about it, and both of us said that we didn't want to have babies.
Oh, boy, do I hate surprises.
And believe me, when I found myself feeling this way, I was as surprised as you, but I thought it would just go away, but it hasn't. It's just gotten stronger, and, oh, Hayden, I know I've dropped a bombshell on you, and you're upset.
Oh, no. No, I'm not upset. Yeah, I'm a little, tiny bit upset, yeah, well... Okay, I'm upset, yeah. Jesus, where did this come from? You never wanted this.
I know, but can a person change your mind?
Change your mind? Honey, if I put a $20,000 deposit down on a house and you said you didn't want it, that's changing your mind, and I'd be okay with that. I mean, if you came to me and said you've been a woman all this time and you wanted to be a man, that's changing your mind. And I'd say live and be well. But you come to me after 8 years of knowing each other and trusting each other. You come to me and say you want to have a baby with me. I mean, come on, be rational.
I can't help how I feel.
What brought this on?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm 44 and I feel like my last chance is coming up. Well, the fact is, Hayden, I'm feeling closer to you now in our relationship than I ever have before.
Well, geez, back off a little. No, I don't mean back off, honey. You know, I feel closer to you than I've ever felt before, too, Christine. I mean, but I thought this was going to be our time just for us together, to be alone with nothing screaming between us.
think having a baby together would be incredible. Hayden, I can see us as parents.
Well, Christine, I've done the father thing, and in case you've forgotten, I wasn't very good at it.
Well, it's just a matter of opinion.
Well, it's my opinion, and I got a good feeling it's Kelly's opinion, too. It's the one thing in my life that I really, really stunk at, and I don't want to go through it again.
I understand that, Hayden. But let's just not decide anything tonight. I mean, couldn't we think about it and talk about it some more? Okay?
Christine, I have always been honest with you about this. And for me, nothing has changed.
So that's it then?
Hey, there he is!
Coach of the week! Man, he must be flying high.
Yeah, right.
Every time Dauber and I are in a good mood, you come waltzing in here and poop on our parade. Well, I'm sick of it.
Christine wants to have a baby.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Baby?
Yeah, baby.
Christine wants to have a baby?
Yeah, Christine wants to have a baby.
With you, right?
With me, Dauber? What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm just trying to figure out what the problem is.
I'll tell you what the problem is. I'm almost 50 years old. I don't want to do all that baby stuff all over again. Changing diapers, carrying hampers, getting up in the middle of the night.
You never did any of that.
Well, it's no fun watching someone else do it either. Besides, who even says we can have a baby? I mean, Christine's in her 40s, for Pete's sake. I don't want to see her get all invested in this thing and then get devastated when it doesn't work out.
Oh, come on. Christine's younger than that Connie, what's your name on the news, and you're a hell of a lot younger than Dan Rather.
Connie Chung is not married to Dan Rather.
Then why is she trying to have a baby with him?
Coach?
Huh?
Did you ever think that if you and Christine did have a baby, maybe it'd be a boy?
Ho, ho, ho! Hey, a boy! Huh? Ladies and gentlemen, playing quarterback for the Screaming Eagles, number one little Luther Hayden Fox.
Oh, yeah, that'd be just great. So when he's starting high school, I'm starting Social Security. Then he's playing college ball, I'll be living down in Florida with my pants pulled up to my armpits. No, I'm not going to do this, guys.
I guess I can see your point. I mean, who wants to have a baby around? All that crying and that baby smell is spitting up all the time.
Plus, look at all the care they need, you know? You can't leave them alone till they're five.
You got to hug them all the time.
Plus, you're always making things and toys and bikes and cribs.
I kiss them and him say dada for the first time, watch him take the first steps. God, I want a baby.
Dauber needs sugar. Take him out and get him some donuts or something.
Pitter patter of tiny feet around the house.
Right.
Finally getting something on Father's Day.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Kelly.
Oh, hi,
how are you? Little stockings hanging from the mantel.
What's with him?
Nothing. He'll get something to eat, he'll be fine. What's up, honey?
Oh, I just needed to know what you thought of my resume.
Oh, yeah, I was just about to take a look at it.
I gave it to you Saturday, Dad. I need to start sending them out this morning.
Oh, well, give me a second. I'll look at it right now.
I was hoping for more than a second. Dad, this is my life we're talking about here.
Well, can you come back in like 5 or 10 minutes?
Like I ask so much of you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kelly. Sweetheart, looks good so far.
Well, there you are. So I gave you an hour.
Did you read it? And?
You want the truth?
If you liked it, yes.
The truth is, it depressed the hell out of me.
Why?
Because I didn't know about half the stuff you put in here, Kelly. And you're my daughter, for goodness sakes. I didn't know you won a merit award in the Girl Scouts.
That was no big deal. I got it for sewing.
And I didn't know you were featured soloist in the Central Ohio Girls' Chorale. I didn't see that either.
You would have hated that.
I would not have.
You hated all of my college performances.
That's different. I hate college performances because the kids are too old. In high school, you just sit there and think, oh, look how cute. The little ones are pretending to be adults. And college are so damn close to being adults, it's not cute anymore. It's just bad.
Dad, I really need to get this to the printer. I didn't mean to depress you. I really just wanted to find out what you thought of my resume.
Well, I thought it was great.
Really? You wouldn't change anything?
Well, I'd change one thing. I would have been there.
Are you all right?
Christine wants to have a baby.
Really? What do you want?
I told her I didn't want one, but I was only thinking of myself, and I can't think of myself anymore because there's two of us. It sucks, but that's marriage.
So you're going to try?
No, I already thought I'd done the father thing, and then I took a look at your resume, and I realized I hadn't. And now I'm kind of thinking I want to.
So what's stopping you?
You? Kelly, you can't know how much I love you, honey, and how proud I am of you. And I would never do anything to hurt the relationship that you and I have built up over this past 5 years.
Why would it?
Well, I can't help thinking that if I was a more involved father to this child, that it would be unfair to you.
Dad, you should have a baby with Christine.
Really?
Just the fact that you thought about this, that's enough.
Kelly, how would you feel if I were a better father to this kid than I was to you?
Well, you're not done being a father to me, are you?
No. No, no, I'm not.
Hey, you know, you were never as crummy a dad as you thought you were.
Boy, when a father hears that from his daughter, you just know it was all worthwhile. Finally. What took you so long?
I drove into Minneapolis to have lunch with Barbara. I spent the afternoon with her. What's all this?
This is for you. I got off work early. I thought I'd make your favorite meal.
What is my favorite meal?
I don't know. I made lettuce. Here. These are for you.
I know what you're trying to do.
Oh, I don't think you do.
You're trying to make me feel better. It's not your problem. I'll work through this.
Christine, I don't think you understand.
I do understand. You don't want to have a baby. You're entitled to feel that way. I'm entitled to feel a little disappointed. Just give me some more time. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Surprise!
What is this?
It's a swing set.
What do you want us to do with it?
I don't want us to do anything with it. It's for our child to play on.
What?
Well, Christine, I thought it over, and I want us to have a baby.
What about all those things you said?
Can't a person change his mind?
Oh. When did you do all this?
This afternoon. Came home early. Took me 6 hours, but I did it all by myself. It sure was worth it just to see the look on your face.
How are we going to get this out of here?